Chapter 28, The Temptation of Not Doing the List, 2022. There's many reasons why I can't get to the list, and they all appear to be quite honorable. I've even said the list is impossible, can't be done. I've needed to replace the list with other very important tasks. That needed to be done, I put that in quotes, for my future, in quotes. Bottom line, I didn't do what was on the list. I changed it to fit my way. It's very simple. I choose what God gives or what I want. I choose either what God gives me or what I want. There's nothing in between. Proverbs 10:4. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of a diligent makes rich. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Wow. Let me say that perfectly. So I kind of bumbled that one, right? He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. There's no in-between. The list is a gift God gave me, and I can do the impossible, wonderful list if I thank him for it and let him know I can't do it without him. Okay, I can't do it without you, and I really can't. I can't. It would seem I have to change the laws of physics to get it all done. That's true. I'd have to change the laws of physics. Well, I can't. Well, he can. I call it compressing time. Compressing time is a concept where I kind of made this up for myself, where God does the impossible with me and my list. Only in the Lord can I do more things in a minute than is humanly possible. I guarantee you, praying and asking for his help on the list will yield a miracle in your list. I also know if I decide it can't happen, ain't gonna happen, before I accept God's help, if I decide it can't happen, it won't. If I decide it can't be done before I ask God for help, it won't be done. I will fail my list today, and frustration, anxiety, and loss of time will be my partner instead of God. How? Did you get that? Wait a minute, let me say that again. I will fail my list today, and frustration, anxiety, and loss of time will be my partner instead of God. How do I know God can compress time, as I call it, change time, or do impossible things? Well, there's a lot of things in the Bible, but here's one of my favorites. Joshua 10, 12 to 14. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijon. So the sun stood still, and the moon popped till the people had revenge upon their enemy. Let me say that again. Boy, my nose is really messing with me, right? I've got that cold. Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Yasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there has been no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Dude, he changed the laws of physics. The day extended. That is compressing time. If he did that for Joshua, what will he do for you? Jesus got a lot done in 3 years. How do you think he did all that? Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Hey, are you catching on here? All of us fall victim to ourselves. I call it it'll do Lou, right? It'll do Lou. The spirit of sloth, lazy, entitled. I mean, I wouldn't admit to that at the time. Oh, no, I'm not being lazy. I'm not saying it'll do Lou. Oh, no, I'd call it busy, important. Maybe even use the phrase, it can't be done, I'm only human. I might use that one, right? Well, as a Christian, I got to stop saying I'm only human. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Wow, human looks like a pretty big deal. In the image of God. That doesn't sound like an excuse to skip my responsibilities. Right? Ecclesiastes 10:18. Because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness of hands, the house leaks. Huh? Yeah, right? You want to hear what it sounds like to ultimately be a big-time loser on the list? Here's some stuff. This is what it sounds like. I'll get by. What do you expect? Can't be done. Tomorrow. Doesn't matter. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm preparing for the future. I need a break. Sound familiar? It is familiar. All of us have said those things. And whether you know it or not, you paid a price for acting on such phrases. However, you are on this phone, and God has given you many chances to prevail again. In His mercy, how many times? How many times? Let's revisit the definition of the list. Really embrace the fabric and layers of responsibility that God has given you. And He's given you the strength to do it every day, too. How lucky are we? How lucky are we? All of it can be done by you correctly, efficiently, and as a great example to those around you, giving all the glory to God if you use God to do the list. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. That's the point. That's why God is using you and me. Zero heroes. Zero heroes, as I say. Takes a zero and makes an example out of us, makes a hero. The Bible is full of it. Full of it in Hebrews 11. Full of heroes He made out of zeros. People just like you and me. People with no chance of success, winning, overcoming, prospering, and giving all the glory to God. Huh. Oh, I forgot for all of us when we decide to say, I forgot this one. I didn't know it was on the list. I forgot about that one. For all of us who say that, myself included, I didn't know that was on the list. Look, that's dumb. I know it when I say it. I know when I say it, I didn't know it was on the list. I know I'm being dumb. God didn't give me this job and then leave me out of the Holy Spirit on how to do it. He didn't leave me out of the instruction book. He didn't leave me out here to rot in my own failure. No, not at all. He didn't, and He won't, and He hasn't, and He doesn't, and He is always there, partnering with us, right? But, as advertised, it is impossible to do the list. And why? I'm going to list the list right now. This is to do in a day. This is why you need God, the list. Absolutely everything that needs to be done by you or anyone else who has not completed the jobs on your watch. Tasks, responsibilities, et al., all-inclusive line items on this day's list to be done this day to full and total completion solution, transition, updates, deliveries, information, retrieval, personal and business items, financial truth, produce, deliver, collect monies, qualities, control in all areas of your life, implementing yourself as a peacemaker in every situation, living correctly, realizing there is an enemy and standing against what will surely fall you, asking for strength and relying on the grace of God, and do all of it on this day for this one day starting right now. Of course it's impossible. That's the point. God is God. Use Him and let Him use you. Why wouldn't I want to do all that? What could possibly tempt me to do anything else? Me, that's what. Me. I can tempt me all day. I can tempt me all day long to do anything else, especially if it avoids doing anything and everything on the list. When I doubt myself, and I'm being ridiculous, when I doubt myself, because who am I really doubting if I doubt myself? I'm not turning to God. That's true, isn't it? It's true. Why, I can come up with all kinds of reasons. I can even come up with a brilliant idea to revise the list, right? Come up with a better idea for the list, right? Kind of like telling God a better way to make the earth, right? So I don't need to do it at all. I don't even need to do the list. I've revised it. And when I fail, do I say I'm sorry I was wrong? That, my friends, is a true challenge. Realizing my priorities were incorrect and things got out of whack and it has caused major problems. If I can't admit I was wrong, and if I can't admit I was wrong, it will cost everybody, because I'm the fiduciary in charge and God has required more out of me for the blessings given. I got to know how to say I'm sorry. I got to know how to make it right. I got to go to God and do it. Why? Because common sense is not so common, and stupid is very, very expensive. Am I right? Oh, yes, I am. Lazy gets in the way, indignant gets in the way, stubborn gets in the way, unnecessary distraction gets in the way, disrespect gets in the way, stupid gets in the way. Romans 7:15. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Gosh, does that talk about the list or what? Bypassing the list could make me and all my endeavors irrelevant. Maybe not today, or maybe today, I will reap the consequences. Is it really worth it? My job is critical to me and you. And as discussed in chapter 27, the list also has a line item for me to keep me in order, physically, mentally, spiritual, asking the Holy Spirit for knowledge, wisdom, truth, discernment, ears to hear the Lord, eyes to understand and read His word. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord will make an example of things that are impossible. He will make them possible through the wisdom of the God, through the power of God. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It's a powerful thing. That's a powerful thing. Hey, listen, any good reason you have for not doing your daily list is probably a good reason. It's a good reason, right? However, no matter what the reason, good or bad, it doesn't pay well. Ever. That's a quote by Patrick. How can I make those kind of quotes? Keep in mind, these notes were for me. I never knew I was going to be on the phone talking to 25, 30 companies. I didn't know I was going to be talking all over the world about this. These chapters, these are for me. I was doing this so I would read these and remind myself that I have a propensity to be an idiot. And when I do, it costs me dearly. And it does not say, thank you, Jesus, for all you have given me. I had to remind myself. So I wrote my notes. Thank God I wrote my notes. James 1:14 and 15. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. Holy guacamole, just do the list, right? Just tell him I got stuff to do and go after it. Get it all done. Just do it. And when you don't, pick it up tomorrow and do it again. I told you sometimes I make one day 4 days. Just do it. Just keep doing it. We have been given so much, so much. Is it really asking too much to take care of it? Asking God for the help of compressing time and doing better than our best. Ah, there it is. Oh, I say it all the time, doing better than my best. I've said it before. My best could put me in jail. My best. I got to do better than my best. And the only way to do that is with Him. Proverbs 24:27, prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. Get it? Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. How do you do all that in one day? Well, it doesn't say. Notice Scripture doesn't say, and then maybe build your house. It says get everything ready and then build it. I guess that means we're capable. So just do it and let God be God and time be time. Obviously, if you need to build your house, you're not going to take years to build it. You need a house right now so you can put your family in it. So apparently, it's a right now kind of deal. You know what? I've learned stress comes from not doing items on the list. From not doing the list. That's where the stress comes from. Not doing the list. Not doing the list. It's like me saying to myself, I'm too busy enjoying the blessings God has given me to do the list God has given me to take care of the things I'm currently enjoying. Is that nuts? I can't do the list because I'm too busy enjoying the blessings God has given me to do the list God has given me to take care of the things I'm currently enjoying. What? What, did I take a stupid pill this morning? Look, I used to have a number one reason why I didn't feel like doing the list at all. I used to have the number one reason. I named one every year. And I realized there's all kinds of reasons. I've changed my mind about the number one reason for not doing the list. I've changed my mind. It's because it's different every day, right? My genius brain can come up with all kinds of good reasons to shirk my responsibility. So instead of the number one reason that gets in the way of responsibility, I decided to call it the number one result. How about that? The number one result. The number one result, for whatever reason is the number one reason of the day, the number one result is always the same. It doesn't get done. And if I don't do it, it doesn't get done. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to serve. Sorry I blew it one more time. Guess I'm the wrong guy for the job. Does that sound groovy? Of course not. Of course not. That doesn't sound groovy. That doesn't sound groovy at all. Well, we got a whole boatload of overachievers on this call. We don't want to fail. Statements like, I need a break, I didn't sign up for this, time to retire, it's not fair, why should I, it'll do, that's not the way it's supposed to be, it used to be, it should be. All of those little sayings are big losers. Big losers don't pay well. They don't yield anything, especially to your destiny, my destiny, precisely mine and yours. Not doing the list will award me and you with a whole lot of mediocre, lose everything, victim-minded, I quit, go nowhere, be nothing, as an end result. Yeah, that's what it yields. That's a great list, wasn't it? Mediocre, lose everything, victim-minded, I quit, go nowhere, be nothing. And then my favorite, the memory of being special and not being special anymore. Yep, you risk everything. Then you can say, I could have been a contender. And that would be a correct statement. Could have been. That'd be correct. Proverbs 6, 9, 11. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Yeah, by the time you figure out you've been a bum, it's too late. I teach a concept called age before beauty. It's not about opening the door for the elderly. Not the way I teach it. I mean, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to open the door for the elderly. Yeah, okay. What I'm talking about is spending time, engaging time, cultivating time, spending your time, cultivating your blessing day by day so you put in the time, the age, like a great paint job on a classic car. Time, patience. And as you do it, beauty is revealed from the endeavors, right? Beauty is revealed on a great paint job on a car. Each layer you put on it, beauty is revealed as you patiently do it correctly. Age before beauty. You got to put in the time to refine the beauty of tasks completed. And then God does utilize you in kingdom work. How do you think that's going to look? Pretty groovy, that's for sure. In your life and the life of others. You see, the list is there to keep me and you safe. The list isn't a noose around your neck. It's a protection, a force field. It's the highway to clear and correct thinking, the fence around you and your loved ones to keep out the chaos. The list is my best friend given to me by God to keep watch over me so that I may work happily in the fields of the Lord. Galatians 6:5, for each one shall bear his own load. All right, on. You know as well as I do that you can make yourself super busy on items that are not relevant and having nothing to do with the mission the Lord has given. You also know that you can do such things in the name of God, right? You can lie to yourself and all those around you in the name of importance, the good work, God's will, all of it wasting time and disobedience and having nothing to do with God's will. And man, I can sell that one, right? I can sell it to anybody who will listen, right? I don't want to do that anymore, man. Who's got the time to kill? 1 Corinthians 3:8. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one will receive his own reward according to his labor. Man, don't sell it to yourself or anybody how to get away with not doing the list. Embrace it and work with him to do the list. Chapter 28, the temptation of not doing the list, 2022. Take this one to heart and talk to him. Get it done, man. Get it done. Amen, amen. You know, I was talking the other day to Alex, and I want to point something out. In the New Testament, Jesus died and rose from the dead and walked the earth. and amazing stuff. And the apostles that walked with him, when they were anointed by the Holy Spirit, they never fell from grace. They had challenges, but they never fell from grace. In the Old Testament, all of our heroes, they fell from grace, and God brought them back. God brought them back. Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Like the disciples, you can walk. You can walk in that kind of power because the Spirit is in you. Like I said, take this one to heart, talk to him, and get it done. Amen, amen. Okay, kids, let's pray out, John.